I think it shows a level of commitment, like Misty said. You know, depending on how the police respond to demonstrators after the first day, I think it is going to show an increased level of commitment for people to come back out on days 2, 3, and 4. So I think, and then to respond to your question, I think it's ridiculous to equate any civil disobedience, such as a sit-in or a die-in in the street, with violence. That's a very different thing. So no, I don't.
No.
It can mean that people are willing to face a little more risk by coming down, or, you know, they're gonna not choose to be intimidated by the police presence that we're expecting to see.